This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
For Saturday, January 22, Number One Neighbor. A reading comes from Matthew chapter 20. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons, and kneeling down, asked a favor of him. "What is it you want?" he asked. She said, "Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." "You don't know what you're asking," Jesus said to them. "Can you drink the cup I am going to drink?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The roofs of thousands of Florida homes were badly damaged by Hurricane Andrew in 1992. Soon afterward, a humorous story circulated about three mothers in a restaurant. One spoke proudly of her lawyer son, and another of her son, a doctor. But when the third mother said that her son was a roofer, all the customers stormed her table to ask for his phone number. James and John did not yet understand what Jesus was all about, but they knew it was big, and they wanted a special place in whatever it was. So their mother made this special request: "Make my boys your number one and your number two." The 10 other disciples were furious because they too wanted to be first in Jesus' order of power and privilege. Jesus called a meeting to clarify his guiding principles. In government and most other systems, the highest positions have the greatest authority. "But not so with you," Jesus said. "To follow Jesus is to love your neighbors for his sake. A top follower of Jesus is a top servant." This is the lesson Jesus reiterated when he washed his disciples' feet the night before he went to the cross. "I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." Pray with me. Lord and teacher, just as you came into the world to love us and serve for our good, help us to love our neighbors and serve for their good, for your sake. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.